thank you so much for being here. We are doing some on-site podcasting straight from AASA, and we have a special treat. We've got Yolanda Valdez here, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about you, your district, and what we can expect to talk about today.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I am the superintendent of Cutler Rosie Joint Unified School District. This is a community about 45 miles southeast of Fresno, right central California, San Joaquin Valley. My community is pretty much a new immigrant community. We're 97% underserved. And so we have a lot of opportunities and some challenges.
Absolutely. So we were talking a little bit before we started recording just about your science of reading journey. And, you know, we really try to focus on what a leader has to do in terms of leading those types of initiatives. So tell us a little bit more about where you are in your journey in the district. And I just love to know, let's just start with that. Where are you?
Well, our journey actually began several years ago. This is my 10th year as superintendent.
Oh, wow.
And right out of the gate, it was very clear to me that our students needed to read really well if they were going to do really well in their futures, right? So if we're going to prepare them for college, career, community, and be able to compete in a global economy, they have to be able to read really well. So we adopted this mantra of literacy is king. And so every year we developed, it was a lot of training to help our teachers, our staff understand all the literacy pieces. We are very focused and have been trained in the Lit 6. And as we have encountered challenges with our literacy journey, we have worked to fill that challenge or to address that challenge. So for example, as we were moving on with guided reading, with the teaching of our ELA adoption, our teacher said, we need more instruction with phonics. Our students really need support there. And so we adopted the Orton-Gillingham program, and we trained all our staff. And we've been doing that for the past 4 years. And so now we're in this spot where we're going through and adopting new curriculum. So we're piloting new curriculum. And what we're finding is that here we had our Lit 6 pretty much separate pieces. Now the new curriculum is all-encompassing, all together.
All of it.
It includes all the Lit 6 components in the adoption. So now we need to ensure that all these pieces are communicated well so that staff doesn't feel like, oh, well, here we've been spending these last 3-4 years learning about how to teach phonics, and now it's going to go out the window. No, all of that training still comes into play.
Right.
It's just packaged different.
When you figured, you essentially had to problem find, right? You knew that you potentially would have these problems with messaging. You told me a story before we came on about how you knew that you had kind of a messaging issue that you needed to make sure that you rectified.
Yes, I am just completing my mid-year reviews with my principals and all my site leaders. And I was with an elementary principal. And in the conversation, this principal says, well, you know, next year when we no longer have Orton-Gillingham program. And that took me back, and I said, tell me more about that, right? And so I immediately went over to my assistant superintendent of curriculum instruction. I said, okay, we have a little messaging situation. And so that just told us that we need to be very calculated in how we message things, because we are going to be doing the same thing we've always done, because we're getting great results, except it's going to be packaged differently. And all the skills you learned in the guided reading, in the Orton-Gillingham,
right,
and all the shared stories,
yes,
everything needs to come in to the new curriculum. Right. It's not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. It's really packaged for you, so it might be easier for you, but you have to still use your toolbox. The toolbox that we spent a lot of money training.
A lot of time, a lot of money.
And a lot of time.
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. At Just Right Reader, we make decodable books in English and Spanish that are great for kids, schools, and families. Our decodables tell authentic stories of student lives, follow a rigorous phonics progression, and include a short video phonics lesson that reinforces learning at home and in school. To learn more about accelerating reading achievement with Decodables, visit justwritereader.com.
Since you are in the middle of an adoption right now, and I know that a lot of districts across the country are working on new adoptions that, you know, states are doing different rubrics and things to determine which are going to be approved curriculums. What have been some of the steps that you've used to determine which curriculum you're going to go with? What are some steps that have been proven to be successful in your district?
We have been very methodical with this process. We went through and looked at the research, looked at everything that was out there in respects to the different curricula, and then we picked the top five. Okay. And then we brought in all our teacher leaders,
okay,
all our coaches, our administrators, and we went through and gave everyone a summary,
okay,
of each of the curricula. And then we talked about the process we were going to undergo. And as a result of that meeting, every school was assigned or chose which curricula they were going to pilot and which units. And we were very strategic because we still have our benchmarks. We have preparation for CAS.
We still have to be teaching what you're doing this year.
Exactly. So we had that meeting a few months ago. And so right now in the spring, they are implementing, and then we're going to come back and talk about the progress and where we are and really look at which curricula is going to be the one that we end up submitting for adoption.
Right. So are you piloting five materials right now? Was that your final number for pilots?
Don't quote me on that. It could be three or five.
Three or five, got it.
I know that initially we were talking about five. It may be three.
Awesome. So you seem like you are really an instructional leader still as a superintendent. What do you feel like a superintendent's role is? You know, in a district of your size, obviously district size matters
4,000
in terms of the different
students,
roles.
Yes.
What do you feel like your role is in terms of leading the science of reading?
Well, I've always had this mantra that leadership matters, right? So if I give it the importance, I give it the time, I give it the messaging, and I give it the resources, that's what's going to matter in our district. And I start off my career in the district as superintendent saying, literacy is king,
yes.
Right? And so
10 years ago.
10 years ago. And as a result, we've had great improvements and great success. So my job is to really be at the forefront of ensuring that staff and myself, we all message it just perfect and just continue the intensity and the importance for literacy. We have a program where there's literacy from birth to school. I mean, we have this monthly books that go out to the families.
Oh, wow.
And through a grant. We have the Dolly Parton reading.
Yes, yeah.
So anything that has to do with literacy,
we're there.
We are investing in just making sure that we have high interest literature books or books that our middle school or high school kids can read. Our English teachers have really adopted some really neat strategies for marketing the books and shared readings. And so I think we're in a right track. We just need to keep working it. So my job is to just keep the intensity and the focus and the positive marketing towards literacy is king.
Yes. All right. Our very last question today is, you know, superintendents have a lot on their plate. You might agree with that statement. And so if you were talking to a superintendent and you had to give them one action step that they could take to accelerate student reading achievement, what would it be? One step, the most bang for your buck.
Focus in your elementaries. Place a lot of resources at the elementary, because if we can catch them and bring them up to the grade level reading, then they're going to be successful as they move up. I was a high school principal for most of my career, and I had a superintendent sat in front of me and said, Yolanda, what would you do to improve our district? I say, take half of my budget and put it in the elementary, because our students need to come to me having a good command of reading skills, of math skills.
That's true leadership there to say that you'd give half your budget to elementary to prep those kids to read. Well, Yolanda, thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate hearing about your journey. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.